This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Captain's America Third Watch Monday morning edition. I'm the Captain Matt Bruce as we broadcast from my flagship station, AM860 The Answer here in Tampa, Florida, to great radio stations all across America. And thank you very much, and special shouts out go to our military men and women listening to us right now all across America and around the world, too, via the satellite, plus our first responders, our EMTs, our firefighters, our police, our hospital ER room workers, and our Border Patrol and 911 dispatchers for your service to America and keeping all of us free and safe. And to all the people working on the Third Watch, the truckers, the warehouse, the factory workers, the butchers, the bakers, the maintenance and janitorial workers, the mechanics keeping things running, construction workers, and bulk mail centers too. Thanks for all you do to keep America rolling along. Don't forget to check out the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com website. Check us out on Facebook and follow us at the Captain's America Third Watch. And don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Captain's America. Well, joining us right now, we have Frank Silvato, managing editor of the New Media Journal and also the host of the Underground USA podcast. Did I say that right?
You got it.
Okay, because I keep trying to throw America in there. But anyway, let's say the pledge and get rolling. Are you ready?
Let's do it.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize the two words, under God, because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, the situation in the Middle East is tense, to say the least. The president tweeted a message to the Iranians and said, if Iran wants to fight, that will be the official end of Iran. Never threaten the United States again. End of quote.
Well, it's certainly a different attitude than it was the last administration when we were giving them billions of dollars that was sequestered during the revolution. You know, if Iran wants to play this, you have somebody in the White House who very well might say, we're not going to have a proxy war anymore. We're going right for you. With the exercises that are taking place in the Persian Gulf as well with the USS Abraham Lincoln, that in conjunction with the Marines, you know, it's a show of power, and the long time waiting with the conflict that should have happened when Jimmy Carter was president may just be happening, although we don't want to do it. His administration said it, and you even have Iran saying we really don't want to tangle with you head to head. You know, but they're lobbing rockets at us over there, and their proxies are active and saber rattling in Iraq, so let's see what happens.
Some jackass that's running for president, a congressman, I think he's out of New Hampshire, actually called our president weak yesterday. He said he could deliver the strong leadership that America needs because we have a very weak president. Are you kidding me?
Yeah, there's the only thing weak about...
Was there anything weak about that statement I just read?
Well, yeah, what's weak about the statement that was just read is that you finally have a president who's standing up for the United States, and the Democrats are the ones that are trying to undermine everything he's doing. So the weak part comes in the legislative house. That's where the weak part comes, and with certain suspect Republicans who seem to think that they're their president isn't good enough for them.
Yeah, well,
there's nothing weak about this administration. And you start looking at what Barr's doing when it comes to trying to drain the swamp and the way we speak with people overseas and taking care of the economy and getting rid of bad trade deals. I don't see any weakness.
Now, I've got some great news for the people of Florida. The president himself said that those are false reports coming out, that there are no plans to send any migrants at all to Florida. Forget about it. It isn't happening. He said it wasn't going to happen in the first place, but I do know my sources are telling me that it was discussed, but when it was brought up right away, our governor, Ron DeSantis, and our senators, Scott and Rubio, and many of our congressmen jumped right on the pipeline and said, hey, not in our state.
Yeah, and this is just another example of how media disinformation can explode. Something that's discussed doesn't mean it's going to happen. There are a lot of things that are discussed at the executive level, even at the department level and the agency levels that don't become realities. But yet you had every single news source, including news sources on the right, jumping on this information as if it was going to happen because it was mentioned. This is the knee-jerk sensationalism that we have in the mainstream media today because they need to sell ad time. And, you know, we would go back to the days of who, what, when, where, and why, and people like Huntley and Brinkley, perhaps we wouldn't be jumping to conclusions all the time.
Even Walter Cronkite.
Even Walter Cronkite.
Yep.
Just to sell ad time, and we would have responsible information coming through the news. We don't have that today, period.
You bet. And there's something else here. There's a report that farmers ought to like, and the farmers are, in fact, sticking with Trump despite the trade war costs and all that sort of stuff. But the farmers, especially the beef farmers, are about to get a real reaping reward here. Japan dropped all the restrictions on the meat coming into the United States, or I'm sorry, into Japan from the United States. So that's going to be a boom for the American beef farmers, if you will. And in the meantime, China's in big trouble because of the swine fever they've had over there with their livestock and with some of their cows. And boy, oh boy, you got to be real careful. I know we're careful with what we inspect, but don't buy anything from China.
Yeah, it's amazing what happens when you level the playing field with trade, how things work out very, very well for the people that do it the best.
Yeah, and here comes the music, and we'll talk a little bit more about that when we come back. Plus, folks, when we do come back, who the heck is this congressman out of Michigan named Amash who came out yesterday on national television and said, well, I think it's time to impeach the president? Well, we'll tell you about it because there's quite a little story behind this little bird.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Hey, everyone. Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Is your child defiant, independent, annoyingly inquisitive? After a long, hard day of following the rules, who wants to deal with troublesome kids? 49% of children suffer from oppositional defiant disorder, or ODD. Symptoms of ODD include independent thought, rampant creativity, and failure to submit to authority. But now there's a solution. The good people at Pilfer can help you with their time-release, once-daily capsule, Compliacin. Your child won't be able to form his own opinions, let alone express them. It maintains your child's ability to go to a state-run school and perform simple tasks around the house. You won't have to worry about parenting, and the school won't have to deal with your kid asking questions. Compliacin. You'll go from this.
To
this.
Good morning, Mother. I love going to school. And this week we're learning all about how the government is our federal family and they're here to help us.
Compliacin. Talk to your school psychiatrist and ask for it by name.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-506-6740. 800-506-6740. That's 800-506-6740.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yes, you are, and welcome on back to the Captain's America Third Watch. And by the way, this portion of the program brought to you by our good friends at Mission Barbecue, because tomorrow, have lunch with the Captain, Mission Barbecue, 5602 West Waters Avenue in the Town and Country section of Tampa. Stop by and see what it's like to watch a very respectful rendition of the national anthem at 12 noon, where everybody stands there either at attention or puts their hands over their heart or salutes. Veterans do that. That's a tremendous thing. Mission Barbecue. I'll be there from noon to 1:30 tomorrow, 5602 West Waters Avenue. Look forward to seeing you there, too. All right. Joining us again, Frank Silvato, managing editor of the New Media Journal and Underground USA podcast. Good morning, Frank.
Mr. Captain.
We have a question. You want to take it?
Sure, why not?
Okay, Backgammon Bob is on the phone. Go ahead there, Bob. What's your question?
Yes, sir. I was reading on the Internet in The Atlantic, and it has an article by a Stephen L. Vandeck, and it says, yes, Trump can invoke the Insurrection Act to deport immigrants. Do you think this is viable or even advisable? That's it.
All right, thanks. Well, Mr. Frank, what do you think?
Well, it would be the long way around anyway.
That's right.
This is something that was challenged in the Supreme Court many years ago.
You bet.
Is it applicable to this? I suppose. He's got the power to just shut the border.
Yep.
Declaring a national emergency, which is a lot easier than going through the motions to try to employ the Insurrection Act. Is it an option? Sure it is, but I think that's farther down the list of what would actually be effective. You know, and let's remember that the Atlantic tends to veer towards, to the left of center, in the way that they look at politics. So it would be something that they would be using to try and paint an extreme attitude.
So. All right. Now I got to cut in here with another traffic alert, folks. For you listening to me on my flagship station or the Sarasota station, AM 930, the answer, or AM 860, the answer. Here in the Tampa Bay area, there's been a traffic crash. It's a rollover on the exit ramp between I-75 and US 41 North 275. That's mile marker 2. So that first 2 mile stretch northbound has been shut down. You cannot get on 275 off 75. You will have to, if you want to get on the bridge, you will have to get on US 19 and go up and then get on and go north on the bridge that way. So that's the way you'll have to do it. Otherwise, you'll just have to go around because there's going to be, if it isn't already, a very big traffic problem there in that area. So, again, you got problems on the I-275 entrance ramp coming off I-75. The first 2 miles shut down due to an overturned SUV there. And seek another way around. US 19 is what's being advised. All right, back to you, Frank. Now, you know... Immigration's not going to go away. We need the laws changed. We know that. We need to change the asylum law. That's where you need to start. Whether or not we can do it or not, who the heck knows?
Well, you know, one of the big Achilles heels of the federal government is everybody wants to do an omnibus comprehensive package when they want to change things. Everything happens best incrementally. We should have been doing this a long, long time ago. Making sure that our immigration policy stayed up to what was needed as the years went by. Sadly, we didn't do that because Democrats wanted to set this up to the point where it was a massive confrontation,
right,
so they could use it for political purposes, saying that Republicans were horrible, horrible people because we didn't adhere to the printing on a statute that was given to us by France.
Yep.
So immigration policy needs to be updated to not only the 20th century, but the 21st century realities in the United States.
Mm-hmm.
And a real good first step is the merit-based idea that Trump has been actually floating, which is a brilliant idea. It actually looks out for the best interests of the United States.
Mm. Now, let's talk about this Michigan Congressman, Justin Amash, who apparently now... says the president needs to be impeached and now's the time to do it. But there's a backstory on this. It seems that Congressman Amash, who at one time was one of the shining stars of the Republican Party, has fallen onto harder times. He's not revered as much as he was. And it's being rumored he wants to run for president in 2020.
Yeah, he's got a snowball's chance in hell to be elected president in 2020. And
let alone congressman.
Yeah, he's going to have a tough time getting reelected congressman because his demographic in his district is changing. And this is why you're hearing this ridiculousness from him. When he was a shining star of the Republican Party, the guy actually had a grasp of what the Constitution was all about. Now he's falling into that emotional mindset that progressives use when they try to govern. So he's been drinking the Kool-Aid. One of the lines that he used in the quote to justify the impeachment idea, had to do with, it doesn't need to be a crime. It just needs to be that he's not executing in good faith and things like this. Well, no, Mr. Amash, it's called high crimes and misdemeanors,
yeah,
between illegal acts.
Yep.
So this idea that it doesn't need to be a crime or a criminal act is just plain wrong. So if he's that constitutionally illiterate, I want him going back for Congress. You don't want him running for any other thing. Maybe he needs to retire and get a gig with MSNBC.
Maybe that's what he's trying for. And there has been a influx lately, starting with Alabama, Georgia, Kentucky, a couple more states along the line. Looks like they're going to pass new laws regarding abortion. The president has said that he personally prefers having rape and incest exceptions to the abortion laws. These laws that were recently passed did not have them in them. I think it's going to be a fast pace to challenge them by these Democrats that are around, possibly the Democratic Party for all I know. But they're going to challenge it, and it's going to make its fast pace on up to the Supreme Court. What say you?
I completely agree. I think these are hardcore legislations meant to challenge Roe v. Wade at the Supreme Court and to actually challenge the legitimacy of abortion being a byproduct of Roe v. Wade, which was a privacy issue when it was brought before the Supreme Court.
Uh-huh.
We'll have to see. I just wish both sides would actually remember not to throw common sense out the window when we're talking about an issue as intense as abortion and reproduction in this country. The human element is very important. You know, one thing I would like to see when it comes to the abortion argument is our medical community get off its butts, because they never offer anything to anybody about a definition, solid and fast, about when life begins.
Mm-hmm.
Is it when the cell splits? Or is it when the heartbeat comes? Is it when the child's born? There are so many opinions about this in the medical field that there's nothing for legal people to base it off of and allow special interests and zealots from both sides to go crazy.
And
so let's see the medical community step up for once and have a voice in this besides, hey, let's have abortion mills.
And, folks, I'm speaking to Frank Salvato, managing editor of the New Media Journal, also Underground USA podcast. You can find both of them at Facebook. Now, Rudy Giuliani is saying that President Trump is doing the right thing to ignore the subpoenas that are being served to people in his administration.
No, I agree. You know, if you or I are sitting in our house and the cops want to come in and question us, there's a thing called probable cause. They need to have a reason to come in here that's valid. They just can't stop in and question you whenever they feel like it. And the Democrats seem to believe that they can just drop subpoenas because they want to keep thumping on things that have already been discussed and proven. And this is a political tactic to try to keep negative stuff about Trump that's already been proved false in the media running up to 2020. That's the game plan. If you listen to Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer and all the usual suspects, when they talk deeper into their press conferences than just the headlines, they've already told you they're playing the long game into 2020, which means to drag all this stuff through the media again and again and again and again with investigation and subpoena and saber-rattling threats about contempt of Congress. There's no governing happening here. It's all they have going into 2020 is already proven false stuff.
All righty. We will talk to you on Friday, so stay low.
Stay low, my friend.
All right. Frank Salvato, managing editor of the New Media Journal and the Underground USA podcast. Find them both on Facebook. By the way, for you folks out there coming up towards the Sunshine Skyway Bradenton from Sarasota, from Bradenton, and points further south, I-275 is blocked northbound at the I-75 exit ramp to get on 275 right on up to US 41. If you want to get on to get north on the bridge, you got to use US 19. That's your way to get on. All right, I'll be right back with more. And Patrick Hyland, the sports quarterback.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Nearly 50 million people across the country are threatened with severe weather.
About 11 million in the Northeast are under a severe thunderstorm watch. Meteorologist Ivan Cabrera says damaging wind, hail, and tornadoes threaten the region.
We have a new storm. This is a completely new storm coming out of the West Coast, and this, I think, is going to be a huge deal for tomorrow. We're talking tornadoes, strong tornadoes, and the possibility of long track ones as well. And then heading into tomorrow afternoon, it is going to be a busy day 4 of 5, because on Tuesday, more severe weather on the way.
Concerns about a possible conflict have prompted a warning from U.S. diplomats to commercial airliners flying over the Persian Gulf. The warning says airliners risk being targeted by miscalculations or being misidentified by the Iranian military. This is USA Radio News.
Hey travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. Again, that's 800-871-3291.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount. And then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product. And one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
All righty, let me tell you about my buddies down there at the Mixon Groveside Cafe, located inside Mixon Fruit Farm's retail store right down there in Bradenton at 2525 27th Street South in Bradenton. They are a designated Florida attraction destination. So those of you from outside the area that are listening to me, you'll see it on your program when you look for places to visit in Florida, Mixon Fruit Farms. But inside the Mixon Fruit Farms, they've got the hidden gem of Bradenton called the Mixon's Groveside Cafe. And I'm telling you, one of the best sandwiches that I've ever had is the renowned Cuban sandwich. It's one of the best I've ever had. And even people from Miami come up here and agree with me with that. Now, their pressed Cuban bread is to absolute perfection. And the Mixon Groveside Cafe is open Monday through Saturday. You can get lunch there. By the way, Mixon loves their local regulars. Skip the line, call ahead, place your to-go order by calling them at 941-748-5829. 941-748-5829. And I'll be back down there again for one of our lunches. Coming up, let's see, June the 6th. I'll be there from noon to 1:30. But stop by Mixon's Groveside Cafe. And one last thing before I get to Patrick Kyle, the sports quarterback. We have an overturned SUV blocking the entrance ramp from I-75 to I-275 and is closed up to mile marker 2, the US 41 exit. Now, we're being told that the car will probably be removed from where it's at right now within the next 10 minutes or so. So I'll let you know when you get the all clear. But right now, if you want to get on the Sunshine Skyway Bridge, you have to take US 19 to get there. All right, Patrick Hyland, the insurance quarterback turned sports quarterback, is with us. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, Matt. How are you this morning?
I'm doing just great. It's been a fantastic weekend. Had a lot of fun down there in Sarasota Saturday night and talked to some great people, the Knights of Columbus, and I want to say a special shout-out and hello to them.
Fantastic. No, I'm glad you had a nice weekend. Always a great event down there. They always do it right, do a lot for the community. Thank God for the Knights of Columbus.
All well, let's see. Do we want to start with professional bowling today? Or
you're a funny man, Kevin.
I know.
Funny man.
Yeah, I know. And by the way, at one time I was pretty good before I got hurt. I had a 200-plus average, and I had it for 2 years. And the deal was to turn pro, you had to have it for at least 2 years, and you had to be sanctioned by one of the local alleys. I came very close to turning pro and not going into military.
Well, that's amazing, Captain. It's funny you would say that because in 1980, it was the most popular sport to watch on TV. People don't know that, but it was very popular back in the day with the name from the past from up in your neck of the woods, New York, Grishenko. And he did a great job on PBA bowling.
I remember Dick Webb and the guys that he used to go against, and it was something to see. Yep, something to see. All right. Well, the big sports story yesterday was
the Milwaukee Bucks and Toronto Raptors going to double overtime, and the Raptors win one to make it a 2-1 series now. And tonight we shall see if Golden State can finish off the series and go 4-0 against their opponent. And then we'll see what's going to happen in the good old NBA Finals. Could be an interesting year with the Greek guy they call it from the Milwaukee Bucks taking on Steph Curry and the Golden State Warriors. That's how it looks like it's going to size up. And we'll see what happens there. It's going to be very interesting, to say the least.
How are the hockey playoffs doing right now?
Oh, St. Louis, the Blues put it on them last night, 5-0, to make that series 3-2. San Jose Sharks were looking good, like they could win this thing. Now it's going to be very difficult. They're going to have to win two in a row. But they can do it. They have an excellent team, and they've been playing very well. Last night they had a rough go of it, losing 5-0, so that didn't turn out too well for them. And Boston Bruins are just waiting there for the finals. And
yeah.
First game will be Monday, Captain, whoever it's going to be, on good old Memorial Day. And that'll be a lot of fun for people to watch on Memorial Day.
Now, NASCAR had the All-Star race.
Yeah, oh, God, we got guys fighting just like back in the old days. So that was pretty.
They call that fender thumping.
But then what about after when you throw fisticuffs, Coach?
Well, now that's a little, you know, back in the day, I can remember, let's see, who was it on the finish line? Was it Richard Petty and Cale Yarborough went at it?
Yes, sir. It was Cale
Yarborough. And Donnie Ellison and that, but they all got into it. I mean, gee whiz. But anyway, go ahead.
Funny. No, it's funny stuff when that occurs. I mean, it just, you know, there's some of that I like because that means they're there to win. And they're fiery, man, and they want to win. And they don't mind rubbing, but when you're trying to push me in the wall, we're going to have a little problem. It kind of segues to baseball. We'll talk a little bit about that. Yankees leading the division now, and a lot of Yankee fans all across the country, they're doing well. But you hit a home run and show off, or you take out my shortstop when you go in for a double play, you know what? Next time up, you might get a little ball into the ribs, okay? So same thing. You it's okay if you want to rub me or throw inside a little bit, but you hit me, then you know what? We're going to probably have a little fisticuffs and throw down. So.
Well, that's the old style. If Lou Piniella was around, you throw at me, I throw at your head.
Well, there you go.
That's Piniella.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that's how it used to be. We got to be careful of that, though, now, because, man, you could really hurt somebody now.
Well,
somebody
they're wearing batting helmets now. They're wearing those enclosures on the face and all that because they did get hit in the head. And now it'll still ring your bell. But, I mean, that's the way baseball was played at one time.
Oh, yes, it was. Just down out and just Go for it.
You knock me down, I'm going to knock four of your guys down. That's,
well, that's,
and again, Pinella was famous for that.
Oh, yeah. No, he came to play old hard school. You know, he was pretty much taught by Billy Martin to play the game all out and hard.
Now, there's another one.
I could give you everything he had. Well, that was old school. It was kind
all
of
right.
A different time.
Back to new school. How about football? We got the football and just had the OTAs, I think, wrap up, didn't we?
Yeah, we did. We had the OTAs. People were talking about people that didn't make it and making that a big story. But
Gerald McCoy never showed up for the Bucs to do anything, right? Didn't they give him the OTAs off?
Well, yeah, because the bottom line is they don't want him to get hurt, and they're still making a decision if they're going to keep him, trade him, renegotiate his contract. So that's the big story here in Tampa Bay in reference to that.
Well, doesn't Cleveland want him?
Well, they've talked about it. There's a few.
And I also heard the New York, New England Patriots were interested.
Yeah, yeah, that's true too.
But you got to get something in return for somebody like that.
Yeah, the problem is, you know, they got to re-sign him now. He has that option on what's going to happen there, because that's going to be interesting to see. And is he willing to go down to $6 or $7 million, you know, per year? Hopefully he is, and then hopefully he can stay here. I mean, everybody wanted him to be the next Leroy Selman, and it would have been wonderful. But, you know, there's only, you know, one Leroy Selman in a generation, and people need to realize
and
that.
And one Warren Sapp.
Exactly.
And one John Lynch and one Rodney Barber. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, well, there you go. That's when the Bucs won it all that year. Everything fell into place. Well, that's funny you said that, Kevin, because there's a lot of things are changing in the NFL.
And all right, golf, because we're going to run out of time.
Yeah, no problem. No, Brooks Koepka came through, and, you know, he started out like a champ. He planned a great strategy. He went out to shoot great scores and said, come catch me. And that's what it's all about, Captain.
Made his girlfriend mad.
Yeah, because he's not going to kiss her before the tournament or before a round because he's so focused. You're funny. But no, Captain, you know, on a serious note, it's kind of funny. What he did is what I tell people every day what to do in their lives and in business. If you plan the right way and the right strategy, you can coast later on in life.
Okay.
What he did was
tell us how to find out about you.
Find out about me. Yeah, no, I know, Captain. That's what I was getting at. Give me a call at 813-966-1052. What I'm alluding to in golf, when you start out great, just like in life, if you start out great and put money away, Captain, or you take care of your finances and you take care of your insurance needs, when you get older in life, you've already planned properly, and now you can coast and you'll be squared away. And I can help you out with that. You just have to give me a call at 813-966-1052, Patrick Hyland. As you know, Captain, you being a veteran, I've helped you out. I can help out other veterans. I can help you out with the maze of Medicare. I can help you out with the maze of life insurance. I can help you out the maze of is it a new
and you're
going to
be with us.
Right?
You're going to be with us at Mission Barbecue at lunch because there's going to be some veterans that you're going to be talking to.
That is correct. I will be at Mission Barbecue tomorrow at high noon. They're on Waters Avenue in Anderson. It's always a great time.
When they play the national anthem.
God bless America, Captain.
That too. All right, we'll talk to you. We'll see you tomorrow.
See you tomorrow, Captain.
All right. That's our buddy Patrick Hyland, the insurance quarterback, and he becomes sports quarterback on Mondays and Fridays. All right, we're coming back. When we come back, pardon me, final segment, got to do the beach and boating forecast. By the way, going to check and see if the ramp is open on 275. I'll let you know when I come back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny because they haven't chosen to take the first step towards the life they've always dreamed of. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Start small or dream big. Work part-time or full-time. You choose the pace. Just visit startlivingyoung.com. That's startlivingyoung.com. And click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health products company that spent 5 years on the Inc. 5,000 fastest-growing private companies in America list. With over $1 billion a year in sales, they'll provide all the tools you need to thrive and succeed. And you'll be blown away by how little it takes to get started. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab at the top of the page. 2019 will be the year your new life begins. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. readytoeatbacon.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Just visit startlivingyoung.com and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health company with over $1 billion a year in sales. They'll provide all the tools you need to succeed. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
This is Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Hi, this is Mark Walters from Armed American Radio, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with the Captain himself, Matt Bruce.
All righty, and now it's time for the beach and boating forecast brought to you by my good friends at the Freedom Boat Club. Freedom Boat Club of Tampa Bay, the largest franchise in the Freedom Boat Club network of 175 franchises all across the United States and two in Canada as well. All righty, before we get started, one little word of advice here. The bridge ramp off I-75 to 275, it's now open again. So you got clear sailing coming up I-75 to get on 275. I repeat, that ramp northbound is open again. The wreck has been cleared. So there you go. And thanks a lot to John for letting me know that. All right. Beach and boating forecast. Today. mostly sunny. We'll have some isolated storms later on in the day, about a 20% chance. The winds this morning out of the east. They'll be light and variable. Northwest winds this afternoon from about 8 to 15 miles per hour. Now, seas will be 1 to 2 feet with a light chop most of the day. The Gulf water temperature is currently 84 degrees. The Bay water temperature, 82 degrees. And our high tide came at 5.05 a.m. Our low tide is coming at 8.21 a.m. Now, let me just point out to you that there is a system. It's kind of early for this, I know, but there is a system right now in the western Gulf of Mexico that could be developing and could drift across the Gulf of Mexico as some sort of subtropical system. Now, this would be later in the week, much later in the week, perhaps the weekend. But you want to keep your eyes on the weather this week, because right now, from the Mexican border on up to about Galveston, there is a developing system right there that looks like as if it's trying to make its way into something to come towards the east. And if it does, it would come towards or across Florida, and then where it goes from there, who knows. So that's what's going on there. Now, again, the beach and boating forecast brought to you by our good friends at the Freedom Boat Club of Tampa Bay. Now, their success in numbers tells an incredible story. When they first joined us back about 3 years ago, they had around 100 boats, and they had about 10 different locations. Well, now they've got over 400 boats and over 23 locations, including the coveted Villages. They have two locations in the Villages. Now, when you join the Tampa Bay Club, you have access to over 400 boats. They are the biggest fleet in the Freedom Boat Club family of 175 franchises across the United States. Now, in fact, you can choose from six different types of boats, including the Cobia Center Console, which will take you out into the Gulf very nicely. The Hurricane Deck boats, which I prefer on the weekend to just take a little cruise along the bay or up the river or around one of the inlets. And then they've got the Key West skiffs if you want to go shipping, fishing in the shallower waters. Now, members just make a reservation, pack their cooler, and away they go for a day of fun on the water. When they come back, they just hand them the keys, park at the dock, and you're gone. And your membership gives you reciprocity at all of the other Freedom Boat Clubs across the United States. But here's the best deal. If you join in Tampa right now, say you're from Cleveland, say you're from Minnesota, Washington State, you're from anywhere where there's another Freedom Boat Club. Well, your reciprocity would take you up there, but the best part of it is if you are active duty military or a veteran or a first responder currently active or retired or a 911 dispatcher or you work in any capacity in the medical profession, whether you work for a doctor or you are a doctor, a nurse in a hospital, in a doctor's office, in a convalescent facility in a nursing home, you get $1,000 off, $1,000 off the one-time entry fee to join the Freedom Boat Club. We're doing it here. Nobody else, to my knowledge, is doing it in any of the other boat clubs. So if you want to join, here's what you do. Go to freedomboatclubtampabay.com. FreedomBoatClubTampaBay.com. You can do it that way off the internet, or you can give them a call at 855-FREEDOM. That number again, 855-FREEDOM. And always remember to tell them the captain sent you, because that will open the door even wider for you at the Freedom Boat Club. FreedomBoatClubTampaBay.com and 855-FREEDOM, the phone number. And I'll see you out on the water. Now, I got a couple of really, really good letters to the editors, letters to the editor this week. And I got one from, we'll just call him Captain Dave, United States Navy. And he's up there in Norfolk, Virginia, obviously stationed out of there. He is the captain of a ship. And he told me, and this is, you know, this kills me. I know they do this, but he came out and told me. He says, Captain, I've enjoyed your radio show for several years now. I've actually listened to you around the world on some of our cruises. And, yes, we do listen to you on board my ship. I love it. And he said, I was intrigued by a couple of the things you had to say when you were talking about weapons and guns. It's interesting to note that most assassinations and or murders with social or political motivations have come from the left side of the aisle. He said, the case in point I'm talking about, the latest school shootings in Colorado, will never be fairly or accurately discussed by the left-wing media, but political violence is not one-sided. As it turns out, political violence in the U.S. is almost evenly divided amongst three groups, right-wing, left-wing, and Islamic extremists. Well, okay. Islamic extremists and attacks are actually more left-wing, Captain, just saying. And since Islamists have allied themselves with the left, that's why I'm saying that. Now, I would count them in the left circle. That's the only word that I would difference with you, sir. And in any case, President Lincoln was murdered by a leftist Democrat. Now, James Garfield was assassinated by a Republican. That's a fact. Who was found to be mentally unstable and suffering from the bipolar disorder and effects of all things, syphilis. And McKinley was killed by Leo Scalise, who was an anarchist, and Herbert Zancara, who was also involved in that. Mr. Zancara shot the mayor of Chicago instead of shooting the president, and he hated everyone. He was just rich and wanted to get even with all the capitalists. Sound familiar? And then there was Harry Truman, and I remember this. I was very young, but I remember the headline. He was almost killed by Oscar Collazo and Graziano Tortosola of the Nationalist Party USA, a socialist party. And John F. Kennedy was assassinated by a communist. We all know who that was. And, of course, the jury's still out on a lot of that. Then there was President Gerald Ford and his near miss from Sarah Jane Moore in San Francisco. Remember that? She was a woman deeply into leftist revolutionary politics. And President Reagan's near assassination was from John Hinckley, who just wanted to impress the actress Jodie Foster. Whew. Captain Dave, thank you very much for your letter. Thank you very much for telling me your men on board your ship get to listen to me when you're out and about floating on the sea. I really appreciate that. Feel free to communicate with me in another way if you'd like to, and we'll talk about that, and maybe I'll get a chance to visit you if you ever put into port somewhere near me or where I can certainly show up to your backyard. How's that? Love to meet you and shake your hand, sir. And thank you for serving America. And tell all your shipmates the captain said hello. There you go. All right, now, Dominic's Blinds and Decor. My buddies down there, Jill and Kevin and Dominic. Dominic's is spelled D-O-M-E-N-I-C-K-S, Dominic's Blinds and Decor of Sarasota, located at 4540 Clark Road at McIntosh. Remember, all their blind shades and shutters are made in the USA, and they are a Hunter Douglas dealer too. Hunter Douglas dealer too. Easy for me to say. Dominic's also offers installation, on-site cleaning, parts and repairs, and you can stop by and see Jill and the gang in the store. Make sure you do. Tell them the captain sent you. And don't forget, all military and first responders get a discount on your purchase at Dominic's Blinds. Give them a call, 941-922-2345. Tell them the captain sent you. You'd be glad you did. It's going to save you a bunch of money. And speaking of saving money, tomorrow we'll be at Mission Barbecue. Today is my floating day. I have no idea where I'll be at lunchtime. It'll be whatever I feel like. So, have a great day. Remember, I'm going to grab that door over there in the corner, grab it and slab it, see you in the morning. God bless America.
Do you own a timeshare? Well, you probably now realize it wasn't a good idea, and the financial strain it's putting on you and your family has you stressed, and you probably think there's no way out. This is Steve Sanchez, and you know I've been an advocate for hardworking Americans just like you for 27 years, and there's a way out of this financial nightmare, and my friends at Wesley Financial, the leading timeshare cancellations company in the country, can help you cancel your timeshare guaranteed. Being lied to, misled, and pressured into buying a timeshare doesn't have to be your story, but freedom of being out of it can be. I have a special free information kit that will give you the step-by-step process that Wesley Financial uses to get you out of your timeshare guaranteed. Call 1-800-501-6100. That's 1-800-501-6100 or visit stevesanchez.info. You don't have to have the financial nightmare of a timeshare any longer. Wesley Financial can help you get out guaranteed. Call 1-800-501-6100.